are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The Son of God was manifested, is the title of this devotion. It is so important that we remember why Jesus came, why He came the first time, and that He will come again a second time. And we see this foreshadowed in the scripture, the first time when Moses rose up to save the people from the Egyptian oppression, he was rejected. The first time that Joseph rose up for their help, he was rejected by his brothers, but the second time he was received. And we have these phenomenal, powerful examples throughout scriptures to show us the workings of God, and that Jesus who came is coming again, and that His drawing near is closer now than ever. But I want to show you why He came the first time, even though it might be so obvious to you. It is always so important to be renewed in the spirit of our thinking. The Apostle Peter writes, he says, I will never leave you without a witness, but I will stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. We need to constantly be reminded why Jesus came. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, it says, He who sins is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. You see, Jesus came as the great Savior, as the Lamb of God. And the scripture says that He was slain in Revelation 13, verse 8. He was slain before the foundation of the earth. It was in the heart of the Father that He, after whose image we were created, by whom spirit we were made. Jesus is the great creator. Nothing was made without Him. All things were made by Him. By faith we understand that the things that are visible were not made by things seen, but by the Word of God. He is the Word of God. And we were made for His glory and praise. And He was our great Lamb of God. When John saw Jesus coming towards him in John chapter 1, verse 29, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And friends, it is so important that you and I are reminded of this, not just in an intelligent reminding, but in a spirit of heart and mind, that we have a worship within us that is unceasing, that is constantly bubbling up from the great fountain of His life in us, that He is worthy to receive glory and praise and honor. Jesus is continuously worshiped in heaven, and that worship is what embodies Him. And when we have a continual praise of Him, worship of Him, we embody Him. That's what worship is. It's you embody what you worship. When you worship Christ as the Lamb of God, that His life begins to unveil itself in you. What you worship is what you become, the scripture teaches. And here in Revelations chapter 5, please. Revelations chapter 5, starting at verse 3. Let's start in verse 3. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll that was in the hand of God or to look at it. So I, John, wept much because no one was found worthy to open and to read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures again. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, tongue, and peoples and nations, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." And then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands. I cannot imagine how much that is. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such that are in the sea and all that are in them are heard saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.'" Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. That worship, friends, is to embrace why Jesus came, why he was made manifest. He who was with the Father and in the Father and is the Father came forth from the Father to declare the Father, to unveil him, to embody him. And it was the Father's great pleasure that he would be made man and would be the Savior of man, and that man would reign on the earth. Not angels, not demons, not darkness, not forces of evil. They are not given to reign. Christ has been given to reign. He's been exalted to the right hand of the Father. And every name that is named in heaven and earth and under the earth is submitted to him and placed under his feet. And he shall reign at the right hand of God and reveal his dominion in us, his people, his church. And oh, my dear friends, how we need to realize what's been given to us in Christ. Oh, and Jesus, my dear friends, he is revealed as the Lamb that was slain, as the one who offered himself for you and me, that whomever believes upon him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I charge you in the Lord, believe in the all authority of Jesus. Believe in his all power. Believe that he has all power and all authority, and keep worshiping him. And no matter how much the devil taunts you and mocks you for being a weak human being and being powerless and unable to save yourself, and for tormenting you with confusion and frustration and heaviness and burdens, lift up your hands in the face of your adversaries. Lift up your hands in the face of your tribulations and trials. Lift up your hands and worship him, and his life will begin to manifest in the face of the adversary, and the devil will run away from you, because he knows you are highly beloved of the Father. You are well-pleasing of the Father, because he will see the life of the Son of God beginning to unveil itself in you and me. We are his body, the temple of his Holy Spirit, my friends. The Son of God was manifested. And Paul says, I'll close with this statement in Philippians 1 verse 19, "My earnest expectation and my zeal is that in nothing I will be ashamed of myself, but that Christ will be magnified in my body." Look at that, Philippians 1 19. I pray that daily. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for revealing your Son in me, so that you, my Father, may be glorified through your Son in me, that in all I am and say and do, all may know that Jesus is in me, His life, His love, His goodness, His kindness, His life-giving words, His cleansing, washing, regenerating, renewing spirit, His healing virtues, His wonderful love and kindness and mercy and goodness. Oh, Father, I'm so grateful that it pleases You to reveal Your Son in me. I am Your body, the temple of Your Spirit, I believe. I believe, Father, Jesus is the Lamb of God, my God and Savior, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day.